The Chat Spotlight, Episode 35. Hey, what's up, everyone? Yanni Lunga here, and welcome to the Chat Spotlight Podcast, Episode 35. I hope you're having a great day, and I want to thank you for being with me today for another great episode of the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about brands. You hear quite often, you need to build a brand, everybody needs a brand. But what is a brand and why do you need one? Well, guess what? Today, that's what we're going to talk about with someone who works closely with creative professionals and musicians who want to create a brand that people love and that loves them back. She's Sophia Lovett of Voodoo Kiss Creative, and she's going to tell us more about how to build a personality-based brand. And she's also going to share some tips for connecting with others online and offline. Like always, remember that you can find the links of all the things we talk about at thejetspotlight.com/episode35. And if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to the Jet Spotlight podcast on iTunes. If you go to thejetspotlight.com/show. Without further ado, here is Sophia Lovett with how to build a brand that people loves and that loves you back. Enjoy. Hey everyone, I'm here with another great guest and I can't wait to introduce you to her or introduce her to you, depending on the way you want to see this. And she's amazing. I recently attended one of her webinars about branding and we're going to hear more about that. I don't want to spoil too much about what the webinar was about because she's going to tell us more about that. She's Sophia Lovett of Voodoo Kiss Creative. She talks about how to create brands. She works closely with creative professionals and with artists. And today she's here on the Jet Spotlight podcast to tell us more about Voodoo Kiss Creative and also to give out some tips. It's with great pleasure that I welcome on the show Sophia Lovett. Hey, Sophia, how's it going?
Hey, Jan, I'm really well. It's so nice to be here. And yeah, let's get this started.
Hey, it's my pleasure to have you here. So first of all, thank you for being here. And you're right, let's do this. Let's start. Let's dive into today's episode. First of all, tell us a bit more about yourself and about Voodoo Kiss Creative.
Yeah, myself, I'm Sophia Lovett, as you already so nicely introduced. I do, as a job, I help artists and creatives build brands that love them back. And by that, I mean, I build brands that are really effective and still very authentic. So you don't have to fake anything to really get your message out into the world. And I live in Berlin. I'm a Berlin-based traveler. And I founded my company, Voodoo Kiss Creative, 3 years ago for what I was doing at that time. I was still a band manager and coach back then. And that was always my style. If I felt that I needed to do something, I did it. And this is how Voodoo Kiss Creative came to life.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, for you who are listening, Sophia and I were talking before this podcast and she's such a cool woman. And, you know, we talked about many different things. And one of the things we talked about is her program that, you know, it's about to start. And sometimes I keep this question for the end, but I have to ask you because it's something very exciting. And we talked about branding and that's something you talk about also in your program. So can you tell the listeners a bit more about your program?
Yeah, it is actually also very exciting for me because it's the first time I'm offering something as an online course. So it's the first time that people can not only just work one-on-one with me, but also as part of a group and something that is more time independent because they can do it just from their home at their own time if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what I teach in this new program is how to build a brand for yourself that is personality-based, so 100% you, and yet still worthy, so 100% cool. And for that, and my main approach is that I've narrowed down the whole branding process into just 4 steps. So you can really just go through the course, work through questions, get the guidance, and you always know exactly where you are on your branding journey, and you never get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And the 4 steps that I guide you through first, who you are. Second, what you stand for, what your message is. Third, we really narrow down your target audience and we call that your perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last step, it's putting it all together, connecting the dots so you can really and efficiently bring your message to your audience. And yeah, what I've created for this is a 4-week course and it's going to start later this month. And yeah, that's really, really exciting.
That sounds exciting. And one of probably the best part about all this is that also you, as a creator of the program, are really excited about it. And you gave us a short sneak peek of your program. And for all of you who are listening, I would like you to go to voodookeys-creative.com to check out Voodoo Keys Creative and to learn more about the program. And you will also find the links of all the things Sophia and I talk about today at thejetspotlight.com/episode35. Now, Sophia, in today's world, especially, you know, business, music, we hear the word branding quite a lot. You need a brand. Everyone needs a brand. But the first question is, why building a brand as an artist?
Well, there's actually a lot of reasons for that. And what I first need to mention at this point is that when I'm talking about brand, is you need to create an image. You need to be clear in what you stand for and communicate that in a way that people understand. So it's not about creating a logo. It's not about faking anything. It's not about just infusing your LinkedIn profile with the right keywords. And this is some of that advice you usually find out there. So it's really about making it easy for the people out there to get you, to get who you are. And that is something that you really need nowadays to get through the really tiny attention span that people have nowadays. Like everybody is multitasking, everybody's on their phone all the time. And it's really like scientists and like there's studies that have shown that by now it's probably well under 7 seconds, the time that you have for people to figure out if you're right for them or not. So what you need to do is you need to get really clear on what you're communicating and you need to become really consistent so people can know in an instant if you're interesting for them or not.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And it's great because I'm having a special access to you because some of the things you mentioned on the webinar completely rocked my world and really made me think about myself and about my brand with the Jet Spotlight. And if some are listening to us right now, some musicians, and are thinking about, okay, I want to build a brand and I have to think about myself, about what I really want and what I really want to, you know, for others to understand about me, where should they start from?
Well, it all starts with you. And this is not because this is going to be like an egocentric kind of thing. And if you build a brand that starts with you, it's not just an ego show. But what we need is we need to build a solid foundation because we want this brand to serve you. We want it to connect with your people and to serve you. So first, we need to figure out what you really want to get out of this. We want to figure out what are you dreaming of? What are your goals? And also really, really important, what are you really willing to give up for those goals? Because it's really both. You don't get anything for free, but you can decide how you want to go about it. And then it's also really important to know what way you want to live. And then we create like a whole pool of things and you want to like paint the whole picture that you want. Because the clearer you get here and the more honest you are here, the easier it will be in the long run and the easier it will be for you to achieve the things that you actually want and not just things that maybe you heard would be cool or something that I also often refer to as bright, shiny objects. So It seems like a really good opportunity, but A, it's really hard to get for you and it might really not be worth the effort. Or if you end up getting it and achieving that opportunity, you could just end up somewhere you never wanted to be. And you could have known that from the start because, yeah, just put in a bit of thinking right in the beginning And you save so much time and effort in the long run. You don't need to spend money on stuff you don't need. You don't need to go on Elo if you realize that your audience isn't going to be on there. Or if you just realize right from the start that 10 different social media profiles just isn't for you. Because that is really important. There are so many great strategies out there. And if you implement them, they work. But I know from myself, I don't want to have to deal with 10 social media profiles every day. I don't want to spend 30 minutes each day programming stuff and scheduling stuff so it gets sent out every 30 minutes. And I also know that I have a lot of people in my own target audience that are not following 10,000 people on Twitter. So if I were to send out stuff every 30 minutes, they would start to hate me. And so it's really a matter of really getting to know yourself and your people. And then you can develop a strategy that is right for you, not for anybody else, but for you.
I love it. And I completely agree with you. And this is something I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. I had a mastermind session with a musician, and it was a Skype conference call. And she asked about, okay, I'm starting out, so what should I do? Where should I start from? And that's something that I also said, that you really should think about what are your goals? What is it that you want? And what is it that you want to achieve? And this relates also to episode 24, where we talked about how to get gigs and what you should understand to get gigs. We talked about that with Nicola Milan. And she had a very good point, because she said that sometimes musicians just think about, you know, I want to get as many gigs as possible, but gigs are not created equal, as she said. And it's important to understand, what do you want to get out of gigs? Do you want to build a fan base? Do you want to gain experience? Do you want to make money? Those are all things that apply to every field. So thank you, Sophia, for bringing that up and, you know, for providing value to the podcast, because I totally agree with you. It starts with you, listener, with you, Sophia, with you, Jan, so with myself. It's really about your goals, your dreams, as Sophia said, and what you want to do. And you talked a little bit about, you know, why having a brand and why this brand should be a personality-based brand. And obviously, another step of building a brand is connecting with others. And I know that you are great as building connections. I'm so happy that we have connected. Can you give out a couple of tips to the listeners of the podcast about how you can build a connection? Obviously, it changes from person to person, but what kind of tips would you have?
Yeah, my biggest tip, and if I could only give one piece of advice, is to just be interested in that other person. And that is something that people tend to forget nowadays. Like we listen to all these strategies and we get all those tips and we learn all those pitches. And that way we forget the most important thing, to actually connect. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I found when working with my clients, and even when I went through the branding steps myself, once I got really clear on those parts that we've mentioned before, so once I really spend some time and invested some time in discovering who I really am and what's important for me and what I stand for. And once I really spend some time thinking about the kind of people that are right for me, that I want to work with, that I want to network with, that I want to collaborate with, that really freed me up whenever I was somewhere at a conference or even just on social media, on networking somewhere. Just sometimes I meet people on the street, even in the middle of the night. But knowing those things really freed me up. And I could now just go and ask them a question. Who are you? What is your story? And then I just listen to what they tell me. And I don't need to rehearse all the time in my head what I could possibly say next. Mm-hmm. Because I know myself. Like, I know what's important for me. And so I can just see, where do we connect? Where is something, like, what are they telling me that is interesting to me? Or what are they telling me that I would maybe be able to share some valuable information for them? Or maybe something that I would like to help them with? And this is really something that is so important. And if you just stop worrying so much about yourself and what you could do and what you could say next and just focus on that other person, out of a sudden, networking and making connections would be fun again, because you were good at that before you started thinking about all those things. Like, as a kid, you were probably really good at making friends. And maybe even if you were a bit shy, like after a little warming up period, you were good at it. And you didn't forget those things. Like, they're still in there. And just what you need to do is to unlearn all those shoulds that you've learned and all those fears of maybe making like a dumb impression or seeming a little stupid. Because the truth is, people really like it when you ask them questions. People will not think you're stupid. People think you're really, really interesting. And that is something that once you understand that, is going to make, networking will be fun again.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that interesting is the key word here. Because I think that a problem that, especially because of the, you know, the development of social media, Facebook, Twitter, and what's not, people have somehow forgotten about the importance of building a relationship and being interesting to others. So, for example, if you look at Twitter in the field of music, there are many artists that make the mistake, and this we have talked about before in the past, about selling their music, that they just shoot the same tweet over and over again to people they don't even know, and maybe they don't know about them. And one thing is for sure, you are not interesting if you're doing something like that, because it shows that you don't care about the other person. You just care about selling your album or pushing your message forward. So I like what you're talking about, that it really, people should really take a moment to think about what they want and go back to the basic, if we can say so, or dig deeper into themselves.
I would like to add just a tiny little story at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I already mentioned, I really like to talk to people and to really connect with them on social media. And very often I find myself on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'm just looking for a question or a statement that would be interesting so I could just reply something to it, because I just want to have like a little chat, a little discussion. And then I browse through it and there's just advertising, links, or tweets that are most definitely scheduled. So I'm just there and I want to connect, and it's almost impossible for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I really started to love participating in Twitter chats. Because then you out of a sudden have people, like real people there, not just scheduled tweets. And you can really start and have a conversation on a topic that is interesting for everybody. And you can really just talk with people, get to know new people. And you already know you have something in common. And I've really... Yeah, I've met you through a Twitter chat and I've made such great connections. That is really something I can recommend to everybody. Just go and give it a try if you haven't so already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm great. We met, and I would like to give a shout out to the GG chat. So if you're on Twitter, just put hashtag GG chat. Every Thursday, you can find all the, you know, the previous tweets there on Twitter, and there is a great community there that is growing week after week, and really a lot of interesting topics related to the music industry, and you don't want to miss that. So just type in hashtag GG chat. And Sophia, what is your favorite platform to use for connecting with people? You mentioned Twitter, Facebook. Which one is your favorite?
It's Twitter, hands down. I find Twitter, it is so easy to start the connection on there. Like, I'm not a natural social media user, to be honest. I found it very hard in the beginning. And back in the days when there was only MySpace, I had my profile on private. I thought it was super awkward to friend people you didn't know yet. And it wasn't really like just going and being like, hey, be my friend. Like, that felt very, very awkward to me. And on Twitter, you don't need to friend them first. You can start a conversation just like at a party when everybody had like a drink and like the mood is very light. And you can just imagine that Twitter is like a cocktail party and there's little groups of people always talking about several topics, and you can just like browse and see what you like and just like jump in with something. And this is also like a really, really, really easy way to get in touch and just have a little conversation with people you adore, because they do something really awesome, be that artists or authors or experts. And yeah, for that, it's really the easiest way to connect. And it's also great to use Twitter before you go, for example, to a conference or a networking event, because nowadays they usually talk about that on Twitter. They have a special hashtag, so you can just say a few things before the event. So you can already have like a chat with somebody online before you meet them in real life. And if you're somebody who finds networking a little difficult, that will break the ice for you. That way you can just go up to them and you're like, hey, like we talked on Twitter, like we talked about that and that topic. And then it's hopefully something that is relevant to you that you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, out of Twitter, I got free conference tickets and collaborations and clients, and I made friends, and everybody who's not on there yet should really check it out.
Yeah, check it out. If you are about to sign up for Twitter, or if you're already on Twitter, make sure to follow Sophia at SoLoveIt with two T's at the end, SoLoveIt, and you can connect with her. And I agree with you. I think that Twitter, it's a great tool to connect. It's something I use often to extend my network and also to invite people on my podcast sometimes. Why not? And thank you for the great tip about conferences, how to break the ice. I think it's a very valuable tip. And earlier, when you talked about your program, you mentioned the four-step process. Obviously, it's a complex process. There is a lot behind us. But can you tell us a little bit more about that so that listeners can get a better idea of what there is, and then they can learn more about it on your program?
Yes, of course. I'm going to walk you through the four steps once more. And I also want you to know that if you go to the homepage that you mentioned earlier, so wudukiss-creative.com, on the front page, you see the option to leave your email address. And if you do that, I will send you the link where you can watch the webinar that we talked about today. And this is where I spent an hour really going a bit deeper than we're doing today, so you can really get a taste of what this process is all about and how it can help you. So what we're doing when we're starting with this process is we get out a piece of paper, and like on top, just write your name or write you. And then you start asking yourself questions. You start asking yourself questions like, what did I like as a kid? What was I always good at? What did I want to be when I grew up? Because you had dreams and you had talents. And very often when growing up, we unlearn some of those things, or we hear that they're not that practical. We should do something that actually makes us money. And like, we're all here at a music podcast, so obviously we didn't listen quite as well as some other people did. And yeah, just really start digging deep and looking behind that picture you have of yourself currently. And that is something that my clients usually tell me after they went through those process, and I push them to go a little deeper than they wanted to go by themselves, that they really had to unlearn the picture they had of themselves because they were limiting themselves. It wasn't the limits that the world put on them. It was just the picture they created, the things they thought they couldn't do or that would never work.
Mm-hmm.
So here, be really honest, like start dreaming, dreaming in the past and dreaming into the future. Maybe also do an exercise like imagine it's 5 years from now and you have a press conference, and then really write down what your spokesperson would tell, what the good news is. And these are all techniques to tell your mind that now it's not your everyday life. You can dream. You can be really wild and honest. And all these things will give you clues as of what is really important to you. And then after you did all those things, You can just really go in and start analyzing it. You don't do that at first. You're just creative while you're doing that. And also, when you start this process, you're not yet thinking of your audience. We start with the focus on you, because once we have that foundation, we will do the connection and connecting the dot, but not just yet. And then the second step is translating what you want and what you stand for and what you want to create in this world into your message. So that part of the communication or that impact that you really want to leave in this world, the thing that is really important to you, the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning, so to speak, and something that you can hang on to when it's a bit harder than normally. Because even if you do something that you really love and you do it with people that are awesome, it's just sometimes like, you all know that, I don't have to tell you. It's sometimes hard and you need to do still some things that are a bit uncomfortable, and you need to learn to step outside of your comfort zone. So it's just really important to know that there is something else, something bigger than you. And that will make it so much easier for you to not stop, never give up. Yeah, and then the next part is when you start really narrowing down who your target audience is. And because you want to be really, really specific here, I talk about perfect person when I talk about that. So you really want to think of that one person, and really just one, that would be like the ideal one for you, that is just out there waiting for what you're bringing to the table. The one person that also wants to go to your concerts or buy your CDs or what you're offering. And then you really think about this person and give this person a name and think about what hobbies this person has, what values. What does this person want from you? Like, what part of that experience can you share with this person? And then also the more practical things, where can you go so you're in front of these people? Is this person online? Is this person offline? Does this person go to festivals that you could also play at? Is this person maybe at conferences? So now you already see that once you're really clear on who you're targeting, who that person is, it is so much easier for you to make decisions, and it is so much easier for you to create something that your audience actually wants, because it's really, really difficult to create something that would be right for a target audience of people between, say, 20 and 50, because the people in there, they're so, so different from each other. It's impossible to create a song or write an email or even just a Twitter post that would speak to each of them. And the thing is, when we start putting our brand and who we are out there, we don't want to confuse people. Like, it's okay to repel the people that are not right for us. That is actually something we want. But we don't want to confuse the people who are. We want them to be clear. Like, in my case, Sophia, yeah, Sophia is the one for me. Like, I like what she's up to. And I want to follow her. I want to connect with her. And then I want each of my communication that I put out there, like every bit, must confirm this. Like, I cannot one day talk about how much I love LA and then the next day tell them I hate it, like, because now I've changed my mind. Like, I cannot do that. I must be consistent. And you can be consistent once you know who you are and whom you're talking to. And then just always talk to that one person, and you will attract a lot of people that are not exactly like that as well. Like, you will attract a lot of people who are like 90% like that person, or who are 80% like that person. They will not need to have all those details in common with whom you're targeting, but it will allow you to attract your super fans. You will no longer need to go out and chase and after each single one and try to convince them that you're great, because they will see it just by looking at you, just by hearing you say something. They will see it just by you showing up. And so this is where we spend a lot of the time during the branding process, those first three steps, figuring out who you are, what you stand for, and whom you're targeting. And then, and only after that, we start with connecting the dots. And only after that, you decide what your brand colors are, if you need a logo, what you want to write in your Twitter bio or on your homepage, only after that. And then once you did that and went through this process, you would just write all those things down so you have them all in one place. And then you will use that for everything you're doing. You will use that whenever you're starting a new campaign or you're writing a press release. Or you can even look at it once more before you go to one of those networking events. So you have everything like fresh in your mind. You're not confused. You're crystal clear. You know what you want and you know who's right for you. And then you're free to just go and try out things that might be a good fit for you. And you will do that and you will go and test those theories you have, those things you figured out. And you will always be able to update your brand because it's based on you and it will grow with you. So if you do it that way, you will never be locked in with an image that you might outgrow or that might, just be a bit uncomfortable here and there. Like I always say, your brand and your image must fit you like a tailored designer suit. And it must also look like it. And if it doesn't, go back and do the work.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think what has been great about having you on the podcast is that you really helped me, and I'm sure you have helped all of the listeners of the podcast, to really understand what is a personality-based brand. So why we should start focusing on ourselves first, on our dreams, on our visions, on where do we see ourselves in a few years, and then start to focus on the perfect persona, as you call it. And Sophia, really, thank you so much for being here on the podcast and for telling us a bit more about how to build a personality-based brand, and also for giving out some tips on how to connect offline and online. And for all the listeners, make sure to check out voodookeys-creative.com and sign up for the newsletter so that you can get the email with the link to the webinar that talks about Sophia's program. Again, Sophia, thank you so very much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And just if you go and sign up for the webinar, or you come on Twitter and connect, just make sure to say hi so I can find out who you are. And I know that the Jazz Spotlight brought you here.
All right, definitely. And make sure to give out a shout out to Sophia on Twitter as soon as you connect with her or you found out or you checked out the great stuff she's doing. Thank you so much, Sophia.
Yes, thank you again. It was so great talking to you. And yeah, have a great week.
All right, we are back. Sophia, thank you so much for being on the podcast and for telling us what we should think about before start to build a brand, a personality-based brand. And for you guys listening, I want to apologize for the quality of the sound on my microphone. I'm not sure what happened. I'm gonna check it out. I hope it's not gonna be like this for the next episode. So sorry about that. So now you've heard what Sophia said about brand. If you want to build a brand or if you would like to work on your current brand, a great thing to start from is Sophia's webinar replay. So make sure to go to thejetspotlight.com/episode35, where you find the show notes and there is the link to Sophia's website. You can sign up to her newsletter there and you can get access to the webinar replay about brand. So more on what we talked about today. Speaking of newsletters, I'd like you to join the Jet Spotlight newsletter. If you haven't yet, go to thejetspotlight.com/toolbox, sign up, and you will get exclusive weekly tips and resources that I'm sure are gonna help you greatly. I'm Yanni Lunga, and this is the Jet Spotlight podcast. Thank you for listening, and talk to you next week. Take care.